Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. And this is the full moon edition of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Yes, folks, we're having a full moon, and oh boy, we'll have much to talk about, no doubt. In any case, this net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835. Meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, right on the New Jersey border. TL is off, but it would be 151.4, I can't remember anyway. And of course, it's minus 600 offset to access the repeater. And they said it is on carrier access. This is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computing, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our magnificent hobby, and, of course, our experiences with that hobby. It's what we've done, what we aspire to do, and, of course, things we never want to do again. Those are the latter being the most potentially entertaining, of course. And it's also an opportunity to do for sale swap or wanted items, so feel free to list those. We also encourage you to participate in the net. If you don't have something specific, just check in so that we can kind of tailor the net to your interests. If you don't check in, we can't do that. I will need a logger tonight because I am mobile, so... Before we proceed, are there any stations who could log the stations who are checked in tonight and email it to me later? Okay, is there no logger available? No one can log tonight? I heard somebody.
Good evening, this is Jim, WA2UMP, late check-in.
Okay, Jim, can you by any chance log the calls tonight?
I sure can. I may have missed a few already, but I'll get my Ouija board out and my pen and pencil.
Well, Jim, I don't think you missed anybody because I haven't actually called for calls yet. But, so you're perfect. So we'll start with you, WATUMP. What are your intentions for tonight, K2BAR?
Just listening tonight, Gordon.
Roger. Okay. I'd like to talk about the Fusion Net and the other nets, what's also coming up this weekend in the way of connectivity for the 442-900 repeater. So we'll get to you there for that. All right. Are there any other stations with a call sign of Whiskey? Please call K2BAR. With your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things or none of the above, please call K2BAR.
WA2ISC, Bob, and only message if it's a full moon, then how? Over.
You got Nancy to chuckle, Bob. I was incredulous, but yeah, thank you for that. Maybe we should, Werewolf of London, and come out with that. We can't play music on the air. All right, anybody else with a whiskey call? Okay, any other whiskeys? Okay. How about kilos?
This is K2 AMI, Tony.
Tony, good evening. What are your intentions?
Quick comment. A couple of comments is all.
Okay, we got a couple of comments from Tony. No problem. Any other kilos? Okay, I keep hearing a carrier, but no audio. Station again? Okay, any kilos? Alrighty, Alpha stations? And how about Novembers? Boy, I had to say something at the Barron meeting as to how good the last couple of nets have been. Okay. We'll see what we have and see what who the cat drags in as we go on. Alrighty. So, let's see. Bob, no, probably Tony. What is your announcement, your comment, K2BAR?
Just what's happening this week, and as you know, and we all, most of us know, but those who don't, Barra and Fairlawn are going to have a portable day in Memorial Park, probably under the pavilion for most of the event. It depends upon the weather, of course, but if you keep thinking hard, maybe we won't get rain. So it's Memorial Day, this Memorial Park, this Saturday, any time after 9 o'clock. And to as late as you want to say, probably around 4. And Memorial Park is in Fairlawn, near the usual Fairlawn field day and the Fairlawn pool. And I'll stop with that one.
Okay, yeah, bring your own food and beverages. There's likely to be a restroom available. We'll work on that. And the like, and we'll be bringing stuff to share. I know I'm bringing hot dogs to grill, and other people, what do you call it, Captain Larry's bringing some chili, and God knows whoever else will bring whatever else, so we will, no one will starve. It's sort of like an ad hoc potluck, with, you know, on top of the ham radio, so it's a good thing. Alrighty, anybody have any questions or comments about this, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, Tony, do you want to add anything else?
Well, towards the end of the month, of course, we have our Barra Hamfest. That's the Saturday in the Memorial Day weekend, and it's May 27th. And obviously, we do need any volunteers who can help, things that, like, work at the gate, at the kitchen food service area, as well as Barra table and parking. Lots of little jobs. If you're there, can spend an hour or two. Don't be bashful. Show up and ask, what can we do? Hopefully, again, let's hope we don't have any rain for that weekend. Back to that.
Okay, thank you very much, Tony. Before we move on, are there any other any other check-ins for the net? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is the W2PDQ, just a quick check-in.
W2PAPA, Delta, Quebec, Richard. Good evening, sir. It's nice to hear your voice. And thank you for joining us for tonight. Anybody else?
WA2UMP with a comment for Tony.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tony had asked me, K2AMI, had asked me if for the person's name who was in charge of the Crystal Radio Club. And his name is Paul, and his call is K2PH, K2PH. And this was in reference to possibly using him as a resource for getting that permit. Back to net control.
Yeah, we'd make the event a joint event and invite the Crystal Radio Club to participate. And the worst case is we have to help out with insurance certificate if that's required. Stuff like that, so that's super. That's just wonderful. Alrighty. Tony, you got that information?
K2AMI, thank you, WA2UMP. Obviously, it's a fruitless effort for this year, but we might, you know, we used to do it both in the June contest and in the September contest. So, depending upon how we get reaction from the masses of the club, we might want to work on something for the September club, September meeting. A September CHF contest. Got so many thoughts in my mind. Okay. Anyway, there will be a VHF contest anyway, even though Barra may not be participating as a group effort. I'll be operating from my home station, and there'll be other guys on the air. So by all means, listen in on the, I think it's the 10th, the weekend of the 10th of June. Don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think that's true. Thank you again, K2AMI.
Well, thank you, Tony. Very good. Anybody else?
WA2UMP did have one more question. Nothing heard. Are you still with us, Gordon?
K2MI is here. My guess is he got a phone call or accidentally went off frequency, but stand by a moment.
I'm sorry? Was I not transmitting?
You were not transmitting. We had radio silence for a minute there.
I'm sorry, I didn't... I'm using the radio that does APRS, so what I think happened is I keyed up, and the APRS transmitter on band B transmitted, and I didn't realize that I wasn't transmitting on 235. I apologize, everybody. Alrighty, what did you get last from me?
You acknowledged my comments, and there was a question from W2UMP, and nothing was responded, so let him ask the question and respond.
Yeah, Jim asked the question.
All right, we've heard some plans to do an EchoLink link, I wonder how that's coming along. Go ahead.
It keeps getting deferred because I've just got so many damn projects going on at once. But it will happen. I have all the necessary components. I just have to put them together and make it work. Good question and good point. Alrighty. Next topic is... this weekend, tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Radio Club, I will be doing a presentation on the mesh network that we built for the New York City Marathon last November, and what its uniqueness was about, and what kinds of concerns and engineering issues we had to address, what we'll do differently next time, and the like. So it should be intriguing and a bowl full of jelly, as they say. So we'll see how that goes. And it got rather complex at various points, including a 6 or 7 VoIP telephones and a cellular gateway and a few other things that we'll talk about tomorrow that are a little different. And so we will be talking about that at the Fairlawn Club around 7:15, I figure, when we really get going, so feel free to come. And we'll also show you how to get involved. It's not that hard to get involved in the APR, in the ARDN network, Amateur Emergency Data Network, and also APRS extensions, the same. So we can talk about that tomorrow night. And let's leave it for there. Any questions about that? Okay, so the next topic would be, Jim, tell us about what's happening on 442-900 this weekend for digital linking using the fusion interface that you have, as well as the stacking it up to the DMR talk groups from Fusion. How's that all working?
K2BAR, WA2UMP. Okay, Gordon. It's moving along nicely. On Tuesday nights, we have the net. And the net, I use the open spot to link the 4429 repeater with DMR. As you know, it does the protocol translation. I'm able to link in the DMR New York State talk group, and I pick that particular talk group because there's people on it, there's activity, but not too much activity where somebody would object to us using it for a net. And that's worked out pretty good. There's not quite enough people in the area on C4FM to have a weekly net and get a good turnout, but when you link it with DMR, you get both groups showing up, and that's worked out pretty well. So we're getting a good cross-section of people logging in. Let me let it drop a second. And then on the weekend, we're usually linked to the Minnesota Talk Group, or the Minnesota Room, as they call it. Actually, C4FM, it's a room. And we link them in most of the weekend, and if I'm home on Saturday night, sometimes I'm out for the weekend, I link in on Saturday night the America Room, and the America Room has the International Wires X talk group, and that goes on for about 3 hours. God bless the guy that runs that net. That's an interesting net, and a lot of people show up for it, and there's some interest. Let me let it drop a second. And on Monday night, I link in the Minnesota Room, and that has the TechNet. And interesting group of people. And they take attendance, and people from all over the U.S. and the world show up. And usually they have some topics and questions, and it works out pretty good. And Gordon, you've heard I've heard you on before, and we've been on together on that net. They do have one gentleman that's their guru, K9EQ, and he usually has some type of interesting presentation. So it's a pretty good net, and all you need is a digital radio. You need either C4FM or less expensive would be a DMR. So either one of those two radios will buy you all that. And with that, back to net control. K2BAR, this is WA2UMP.
Okay, Jim, very good. Thank you very much. It's very informative. It should be a lively net and a lively weekend. Anybody have any questions for Jim about either Fusion or DMR or anything else for that matter?
K2BAR. K2TOW. Lee check-in. None of the above. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Kai. Welcome aboard. And, like anything else, we're pretty blessed with all sorts of interesting interconnects and gateways and such. Sometimes we can sit idly by. Three of us really did that last weekend, and fortunately we were able to, make some sense of things and got things rolling a bit for another project that'll come up in a couple of weeks. Anyway, let's see, what else did I want to mention? I'd like to participate in the DMR net, but my code plug is, way, way out of date, and it doesn't have any local repeaters in it and things like that, so I need to get that squared away on my, CS800. And we'll go from there. Let's see, what else? That's about it for now. Anybody else have anything they would like to add on the digital net side?
Yeah, this is Jim. I wonder if Kai could give us an update on the new Kinect Systems dual band and tell us a little bit about it. Go ahead.
Mr. Kai.
K2PAR. K2TOW. Okay. With regards to the dual band, I had the opportunity, I believe this is back on April 13th, I had approximately 3 days. I used it as a base station, and I took it around on the road. In fact, I think I had a brief QSO with Paul W2YP on the Fairlawn repeater with the dual band mobile. And I identified some issues, I reported them, and I believe that they have those bugs fixed, or they think they did, and I'm going to get another iteration of the radio to play with. I expect to receive it tomorrow, so by the end of the weekend I should have a report prepared, and I'll know how it goes from there. Back to Nat.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. So, please keep us informed. And, as I said, I got to get a code book for my CS-800 before I go crazy. And or learn how to reliably program this thing. So I'm not getting it. It's not a matter of skipping stuff. It's I can't get, you know, memory one changed or added to or whatever. So, it's a little frustrating. But anyway. Alrighty. Anybody else have any questions? Station, try again.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Alright, I'm not hearing any more. Last car, any other check-ins? Alright, well, I'm going to thank you guys for a nice evening. Appreciate your checking in. We'll see you at Fairlawn tomorrow night around 7. Oh, the doors open around 6. And we'll have the talk on DMR radio. Or is that redundant? Digital mobile radio. Yeah, DMR. And I wish you all a good night. This is K2BAR, W2TTT. We'll see you tomorrow night and also at Portable Day on Saturday. And I wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. W2TTT.
W2TTT. K2AMI.
Yes, sir.
Well, my ears deceiving me, but you just said talk tomorrow is on DMR radio? I don't think so.
Am I that tired? No, it's on Arden. It's on Arden tomorrow. And no, we'll have the DMR connectivity over the weekend, and then of course we'll have Portable Day on Saturday. I will bring a DMR radio on Saturday, but God knows if I can get it to have the programming I want. But I'll bring that for Portable Day, just to incentivize people to have some fun.
Very good, very good. The talk tomorrow. What length of time do you think it might be? How long will your dissertation and demonstration go on?
With questions, it should be about an hour.
Okay. I have it on my list. I might get there. I'd like to. 73. We'll see you when we see you.
Okay, Tony, and thank you for shocking me into reality here. But, yeah, it should be a good talk, and I've got a crisp set of view graphs and talk about what we're going to do next, and I have some equipment which I'll bring down to demo, and we'll do a little of that too. So, alrighty, 73, and have a good one. K2AMI, W2TTT, 73.
73, and have a great weekend.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
This is N2RQX, mobile listening, 835. This is N2 RQX. Mobile listening, 835.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
It's a 2K.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
This is N2 RQX. Mobile listening, 835.
NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
N2YNU, Congress, New York. Listening. N2YNU for a signal report. Over.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
That's a 2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
WA2CLP listening, Emerson, portable.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
WA2 Charlie Lima Pop Pop portable.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.